This morning's scripture is from 1 Corinthians chapter 1. Consider your own call, brothers and sisters. Not many of you were wise by human standards. Not many were powerful. Not many were of noble birth. But God chose what is foolish in the world to shame the wise. God chose what is weak in the world to shame the strong. God chose what is low and despised in the world, things that are not, to reduce to nothing things that are, so that no one might boast in the presence of God. He is the source of your life in Christ Jesus, who became for us wisdom from God, and righteousness and sanctification and redemption, in order that, as it is written, let the one who boasts boast in the Lord. This is the word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. Amen. These are the Beatitudes found in Matthew. When Jesus saw the crowds, he went up to the mountain, and after he sat down, his disciples came to him, and he began to speak, and he taught to them, saying, "Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are those who mourn, for they will be comforted. Blessed are the meek, for they will inherit the earth. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they will be filled. Blessed are the merciful, for they will receive mercy. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they will see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called the children of God. Blessed are those who are persecuted for the sake of righteousness, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. And blessed are you when people revile you and persecute you and utter all kinds of evil against you falsely on my account. Rejoice and be glad, for your reward is great in heaven. For in the same way they persecuted the prophets who were before you." This is the gospel of Christ. Glory to you, O Christ. Amen.
Did you know that today, February 1st, is National Freedom Day in the United States of America? This day commemorates the 16th President Abraham Lincoln signing the joint resolution for the 13th Amendment, which outlawed slavery in the United States on February 1st, 1865, a pivotal step toward total freedom established by the amendment's later ratification. This day was officially signed into law in 1948 by the 33rd President, Harry S. Truman. Interestingly, with this National Freedom Day being celebrated on the first day of February, the entire month of February somehow coincidentally is to be celebrated as Black History Month or African American History Month. Yes, this day timelessly signifies that every person, regardless of color, race, culture, and many other differences, has the right to enjoy freedom and to pursue happiness in their lives. This morning, as we begin to observe Black History Month, I'd like to share with you one of the most well-known and meaningful African-American spirituals entitled "Oh Freedom," along with some of the photos taken during the civil rights movement in American history. This video will last about 3 minutes or so. Media team, please play the "Oh Freedom" video now.
Freedom, oh, freedom,
Media team. I've loved this song, "Oh Freedom," since my high school years in Korea. At that time, I used to sing first bass as one of the eight members of a double male quartet team. This song, "Oh Freedom," was one of our favorite arrangements for male voices, and I still love this song. This year, 2026 marks 250 years of independence of the United States of America. And throughout those 250 years, yes, the USA has become the most powerful country in the world. Yes, congratulations to America. Yes, the United States has come a long way. However, this country has also gone through a great deal of darkest chapters in U.S. history, especially treating the people of color with racism, discrimination, abuse, and killing. It was clear injustice towards African Americans through the evil system of slavery in the past, and sadly, they are still experiencing racism and discriminations in the present. I know there have been great efforts and accomplishments for the nation to enjoy freedom and happiness for everyone, especially all those civil rights movement. However, now America, especially because of some rogue administrations, not only African Americans, but also Latino Americans, Asian and Pacific Islanders Americans, Arab Americans, Jewish Americans, and everyone else of non-white Americans are being more targeted, discriminated, oppressed, and attacked. The American history testifies in the past how badly and awfully many Chinese Americans, Japanese Americans, Muslim Americans, and many other people of color were treated and detained. And to make it worse, recently, as we have all witnessed, Renee Nicole Good, age 37, and Alex Jeffrey Pretty, also age 37, were killed by the ICE federal agent in Minneapolis. I was so saddened to learn that they both were younger than my elder daughter. Another factor for causing trauma was that they both were innocent U.S. citizens. See, through these horrific killings, even European Americans, yes, I mean white Americans, U.S. citizens, are also being attacked, killed, and being labeled as domestic terrorist. Are you a terrorist? The Department of Homeland Security or the government never apologized for their ill-trained agent deadly mistakes, but keeps justifying their killings as self-defense. Come on. The whole world clearly watched those shocking videos on the news and on the internet. These tragedies are never about politics, but life and death situation, crisis situations for everyone and anyone. If no ICE policy and tactics are fundamentally changed now, this would mean that any ICE agent can attack and kill anyone regardless of their citizenships or appearances in the streets of the U.S. without any law, warrant, or without any reason. Unbelievable. Most Americans, if not all, are now terrified and angry. This is not the same country 43 years ago I chose, embraced, and loved. If this kind of brutal, senseless, and fear-mongering attacks and killings continue towards innocent U.S. citizens, including you and me, whether you were born here or naturalized. Yes, we are living in this dark and fearful days. Remember one of the main reasons why those pilgrims from England migrated and immigrated to America was the freedom of religion. This God-given freedom is supposed to be for everyone, literally. So, are we truly exercising and pursuing this freedom that God has bestowed us all now? One of the most significant passages regarding freedom is Apostle Paul's words on freedom from the letter to the Galatians. You were called to freedom, brothers and sisters. Only don't let this freedom be an opportunity to indulge your selfish impulses but serve each other through love. All the law has been fulfilled in a single statement: love your neighbor as yourself. During this morning's first letter to the Corinthians, Apostle Paul emphasizes an important point. God, with divine grace and mercy, intentionally chooses the weak, foolish, and lowly to shame the wise and strong, ensuring that no one boasts in themselves, but rather boasts in the Lord. The last two verses must be the key verses of this passage. Verse 30, here, he is the source of your life in Christ Jesus, who became for us wisdom from God and righteousness and sanctification and redemption, in order that, as it is written, let the one who boasts, boast in the Lord. And the last phrase with the quotation is actually from the book of Jeremiah. Thus says the Lord, do not let the wise boast in their wisdom. Do not let the mighty boast in their might. Do not let the wealthy boast in their wealth. But let those who boast, boast in this, that they understand and know me, that I am the Lord. I act with steadfast love, justice, and righteousness in the earth. For in these things I delight, says the Lord. Yes, Apostle Paul is quoting the Old Testament prophet Jeremiah, emphasizing that instead of boasting in human wisdom, strength, or riches, believers should only boast in knowing and understanding the Lord. Then what is the meaning of boasting in the Lord? How can we boast in the Lord? To boast in the Lord means to find your ultimate joy, confidence, and praise in God's character, power, and redemptive work, rather than in personal achievement, wisdom, or possessions. Recognizing everything good comes from God and finding glory in God's grace and salvation, especially through Jesus Christ. Simply put, give God all your glory and credit rather than be obsessed with your own ego, fame, attention, or self-indulgence. Yes, God reveals his wisdom and power through the humble and insignificant, with all salvation and worth found in Christ. Last Sunday, I shared with you the passage from the Beatitude. Interestingly, today's lectionary lessons also include the Beatitude. This passage of blessings is preached by Jesus, proclaiming God's comfort, God's love, and God's hope. Especially in verse 4, Jesus proclaims, blessed are those who mourn, for they will be comforted. Verse 6, blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they will be filled. And also verse 10, blessed are those who are persecuted for the sake of righteousness, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. The highlight of the Beatitude must be verse 11. Blessed are you when people revile you and persecute you and utter all kinds of evil against you falsely on my account. Because of these powerful words of Christ, so many God's faithful people, including those enslaved African American Christians, while enduring all kinds of suffering and oppressions in those times of darkness, were able to pursue freedom. If not on this earth, they would receive assured freedom and peace in heaven. They definitely put the words of Christ in their hearts. Verse 12, rejoice and be glad, for your reward is great in heaven. Oh, freedom, oh, freedom, oh, freedom over me. And before I be a slave, I be buried in my grave and go home to my Lord and be free. My sisters and brothers in Christ, as the beloved children of God and the faithful disciples of Christ, we are called to share this true freedom in God on this earth with one another. Yes, let us ponder upon Apostle Paul's words from Galatians carefully one more time. This passage is indeed a timely reminder, a serious warning, and a significant encouragement for all Christians who are following Jesus faithfully and dwelling in his words seriously. Let us all read this passage together. You were called to freedom, brothers and sisters. Only don't let this freedom be an opportunity to indulge your selfish impulses, but serve each other through love. All the law has been fulfilled in a single statement: love your neighbor as yourself. Thanks be to God. Amen.